Welcome to An Alaskan Moment from Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting in Sandpoint. This week in Alaska history, on October 5th, 1913, a storm at Nome caused damage of $1 million. On October 6th, 1869, the Fort Wrangell Post Office was established, Wrangell being spelled W-R-A-N-G-L-E, the name later changed to Wrangell, W-R-A-N-G-E-L-L. October 7th, 1911. The Ruby Record, a weekly newspaper, was established. October 8th, 1915, William A. Egan, who became a three-term governor of the state of Alaska, was born in Valdez. On October 9th, 1923, the MV Kennicott, an Alaska Steamship Company freighter, went to pieces on the Queen Charlotte Islands on her maiden voyage from Alaska. October 10th, 1951, fire destroyed the Lathrop Building in Cordova, a $500,000 loss. October 11, 1915, the river steamboat Ticonda burned at Anchorage. All 10 persons on board escaped. Now for your poem. In 1963, Margaret Mielke was chosen as the first poet laureate for Alaska. This piece comes from the book An Alaskan Reader, 1867 to 1967. Published by Meredith Press in New York, 1967. The Moosekill by Margaret G. Mielke. This is something I would have the boys remember. The Moosekill in Alaska, each September. The annual trip by dory to Horizon Land. Across the water, where the pastel mountains stand, leaves of copper scaled and shiny on the sponge moss ground. The padded oars, the queer excitement of no sound. The spotting of the animal against a distant space. Our beating temples and the moose's homely face. The long, long aim and quick, quick shot, releasing blood. The work of men and knives and axe that turn it into food. The heavy quarters that with pride we load, with provider's knowledge that the meat is good. This knowing that when snow is crowding white, there will be roasts and steaks and stews at night. The journey home, the beaching on home shore, the lifting of the quartered meat again, the chore, the pride and climax of getting what we went for, the wife's one look, knowing whom it's meant for, then the hunting stories, the telling and the swapping, sawing steaks and cutting roasts, and then the wrapping, the final storing in the locker that is cold, the neat and packaged moose now looks like gold. There is not a chance the boys will not remember. No one could forget moose season in Alaska in September.